Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's my game right here. I feel it. I'm telling you, I feel it. I taste it. It's time for me to be legendary right here, boy.
This is First and Pod.
They could not run the ball to save their lives in this game.
Your favorite team through a national lens.
The beauty of this podcast is that we don't gloss over anything. We do every team and every game.
Instant reaction to all the big games all season long.
The NFL never seems to let us down when we need a banger.
Now, here are your hosts, Andrew Filippone, with 8-time Pro Bowl corner and 3-time first-team NFL All-Pro.
Peterson may go all the way. He will. Patrick Peterson wins it.
Patrick Peterson.
We will see if they can keep it going for sure. Chicago takes advantage of a lowly Dallas secondary. The Steelers took advantage of 5 Patriots turnovers yesterday. Pony, I'm coming right to you, man. Are we finally are we feeling good about our Steelers yet? Like, at some point, we got to feel good.
Pat's shaking his head no, but I am actually going to tell you why I'm feeling better.
Oh, you're feeling better. Okay. I just knew you was about to go crazy on the Pittsburgh Steelers right now.
No, I am gonna say I'm feeling better, and let me explain why. First of all, they never win in New England. So anytime you go there and win, I don't care if Belichick and Brady are gone. It's been a difficult place for them to play. Even post Brady, they've lost to Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi. Okay, so the fact that they won the game, that's fine. Cam Hayward, I thought, played one of the best games he's ever played in a Steelers uniform. He literally took 2 touchdowns off the board. At the end of the first half, he got a hand on a ball that turned into an interception. Without a deflection, it's right to the wide receiver. It's a touchdown. And then first Patriots drive of the second half after Aaron Rodgers throws a horrendous interception, his worst pass as a Steeler. He punches a ball out of Ramondre Stevenson's hands at the goal line, and the Steelers recover. So those are 14 points right off the board, if not for him. T.J. Watt finally looked like himself, Pat. He had 2 sacks in this game. He recovered a fumble. They're not going to go anywhere without those 2 older all-pro future Hall of Fame defensive players having big-time performances. And they both did. Now, it wasn't perfect. They still can't run the ball. They went long stretches in this game without really doing anything offensively. Got off to a good start, went up 14-0. then went into a long lull. But again, late in the game, after they forced a fumble of Drake May, the fifth turnover of the game for New England, Aaron Rodgers stepped up and made an awesome throw to Kelvin Austin in the end zone for a touchdown to win it. And he's done that now twice in three games with clutch fourth quarter drives. So, yeah, I feel better about them. I mean, I was thinking they were going to go like 6-11 after the Seattle game. I don't think they're going to be that bad. And this defense finally, which, you know, makes a lot of money, those guys lived up to the billing in this game, Pat.
Yeah, I say they took advantage of some wounded warriors, you know, of a young team that did not do a great job of securing the ball. If the New England Patriots do not turn the ball over five times, mm-hmm. I truly believe the Pittsburgh Steelers lose that football game.
Yeah, of course. I agree.
So
yeah.
If I have concerns about the Pittsburgh Steelers moving forward because, yes, if they play better teams, a more efficient team that have a running game, a team that has, you know, a quarterback who's not going to put their team in harm's way or turn the ball over three to four times, because we all know that's a recipe for, you know, for losing. If you lose a turnover battle 5-1, you might as well chalk that up as an L. You know what I mean? So if the Pittsburgh Steelers run into, you know, a team like a Baltimore Ravens, the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, the superior teams in the AFC, I believe they still will have trouble because, like, to your point as well, the older guys, and I was an older guy before, but can the older guys sustain what they're doing right now in the first quarter of the season and the third and the fourth quarter of the season? Time will tell. You know what I mean? Aaron Rodgers didn't have his best game going 63, 139 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. I mean, that's okay football, but at the same time, like what I'm saying, if they play against a better football team, that's not winning you the game. But turnovers in this game, and he took advantage of that helped them win this ball game, but also the Pittsburgh Steelers took advantage of some wounded warriors.
Pony finally starts feeling good about his Steelers, and here comes Pat to bring him right back down there. Right there. Don't get too ahead of yourself, Pony. That's a good teammate right there. Pat keeping things in perspective. That's what we need. I have a question for you two gentlemen. Who's got it better than us? Nobody. The Chargers are 3-0 with three division wins to start the season. They also have yet to let up more than 21 points in either of these games. So I will ask you guys, after 3-0 and 3-0 in the AFC West, are the Chargers looking like a Super Bowl caliber team?
Yes, indeed. I've been really high on this team, you know, for a while. I didn't think they would win the division this year, but the way that it's looking, the Chargers are a team to be reckoned with. You know what I mean? Jim Harbaugh have his team just geared up, dialed in. They're built like a championship football team from an offensive line and a defensive standpoint. And they have the best defense in the league. And when you're able to have the best defense in the league and have a running attack and a quarterback like Justin Herbert, the way he's playing right now, that's championship caliber. And the way that this defense was able to neutralize Bo Nix, only going out there 14 of 25, 153 yards. That really showed me that, you know, the Broncos, they really need some playmakers on the outside to help this young fella out, because if they don't have no guys that he can trust and have he can go to in those gotta have it moments, the Broncos not going to be as successful on offense as they was in the as they was last year. So the Los Angeles Chargers, man, they're definitely well equipped to win a championship. And I love what Jim Harbaugh, the way he has Justin Herbert playing right now.
First time they're 3-0 since Drew Brees was there. Philip Rivers never started 3-0 in a career. And to do it against all three AFC West teams, you've said a lot on the podcast, Pat, about how you think this is the best division, the deepest division in the NFL. So you've got a leg up now on all the competition with the way you've started the year. Justin Herbert worked. It's like last year, all he was doing mostly was not turning the ball over, handing the ball off, and trying to make plays to win games, almost like the Jalen Hurts style that we've been talking about a lot, where let's just do whatever it takes to win games. This year, I feel like they've put more on him, and they've been more aggressive in games from the very beginning. You know, he had an unbelievable touchdown pass in this game where three guys could have sacked him. His arm got hit, and he still got the ball to the end zone to Keenan Allen for a touchdown. Allen was a great pickup. He's fit right back in to that offense and is a really good complimentary wide receiver to go with McConkey. And Johnson's been a revelation for them too. So they've overcome injury. They don't have Slater, their star left tackle. They don't have Khalil Mack right now. He's out for a while. And they keep finding ways to win games. So to answer the question, yeah, I mean, do they look like a Super Bowl caliber team? Yes. Do I think they're a Super Bowl caliber team? I'll still answer it no, just because I always feel like something horrible is going to happen to the Chargers. Like they have one of the worst histories when it comes to injuries or weird things happen to them. So that's not really a football take. That's just anecdotally, I just feel like they always have bad luck. But yeah, I mean, three games in, they've got to be one of the most impressive teams in the NFL thus far.
Yeah,
I completely echo that sentiment, Pony. I've said it forever that the Chargers are the unluckiest team that I've ever seen in the NFL. It had a lot to do with Philip Rivers' tenure, but it's extended past that as well. So we will see. But they definitely have put themselves in the driver's seat of the AFC West. And Jim Harbaugh pulled the okey-doke on a lot of people, said that he was going to pound the ball and have this great running style, and he's turned Justin Herbert loose. So we will see. The Chargers have commanded a lot of respect from people. The Buccaneers are starting to command some respect from people too. Maybe some respect from people on this podcast. We will see. But Heartbreak Bank comes up again after having to overcome a blocked field goal from the Jets late in the game, comes back and orchestrates another game-winning drive to get the Bucs a win. Three straight game-winning drives to start the season. I'll start with you two here, and then we'll extend to the rest of the football world. Is it time to start giving the Tampa Bay Bucs not just some love, but some serious respect?
We're going to give them some respect, especially in their respectable division. You know, I'm going to take back my Atlanta pick and go ahead and take the Tampa Bay Bucs to win the NFC South. And they're probably just the most complete team in that division because of the guy who is taking the snap. Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield is just a winner. He's a guy who's just a competitor, and he forces everyone else on that team to rise their level of play. Now that game should have been over, you know, in the third quarter going into the fourth. You know, Tampa Bay allowed, you know, Tyrod Taylor and Garrett Wilson, you know, climb themselves back in the game and a block field goal as well. But for Baker Mayfield to continue to put his team in position, but to will his team to victory in the fourth quarter, in a gotta have it moment, in the last drive of the game, he's done it time and time again. I mean, it's almost safe to say that it's their division to win, and as long as Baker Mayfield is healthy and he's their quarterback, regardless what the situation is, this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team, they got a chance.
I'm still a hater. I really am. I'm going to give Baker Mayfield props for with a team that's undermanned right now because of all their injuries for finding ways to win. I mean, Mike Evans hurts his hamstring in this game too. So now you're down him, you're down Godwin, and he's throwing to Ibuka on the last drive, and he's getting the ball to Sterling Shepard on the last drive, his old Oklahoma teammate, to win the game. He's scrambling again for big gains in big moments, just like he has the first two games. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I give Baker Mayfield, you know, credit for winning these games. I thought the Jets were going to beat him. However, they've won three games against the Falcons, Texans, and Jets by a combined 6 points.
Yeah.
You want to prove to me you're a real team? Here's your next four games, Bucks. Eagles at Seahawks, 49ers at Lions. You might go 0-4 in those games based on your offensive line injuries, your wide receiver injuries. So you're 3-0, you've escaped with wins, you've kicked last-second field goals or had a last-second field goal be a miss so far this year. Props to you, but I'm still not impressed, and I'm not ready to change my NFC South prediction on them yet. I'm not going to go to the Bucs, even though they're 3-0 and the Falcons are 1-2.
So you think Atlanta can turn it around?
Well, we'll get to them, yeah. We'll see what I have to say about them later.
I don't think so, but we'll see.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/2400 to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
I don't know what we need to do. I'm sending out a notice to Tampa Bay. We have not
next week, James. Yeah, we'll talk.
Okay. I was about to say we have not changed Pony's mind yet, Tampa. So we cannot be comfortable. We cannot be comfortable just yet. We will see. Jets almost get the win against the Bucks. Pat, your cards almost get to 3-0. So close. All they had to do was close out the game, but they still played. They still played well. So Pat.
They know more victories.
Are you, answer the question. Are you cool with how they played despite the loss?
No, I'm not cool how they played. What you mean? No, I am not cool on the way they play. I mean, they played tough. They was in position to win the game, but the moral of, you know, the Cardinals history and their season and going back to last year is finishing games out and finishing out the season. Marvin Harrison got to catch got to catch the football. Those two drops was very.
I agree.
You got to do you have to be able to do routine things routinely. And both of those catches, in my opinion, were routine catches. I mean, the touchdown one was a little, you know, unorthodox, but it hit his hands. It was in his possession. I knew he hit the ground, but he got to make those catches. Finishing out the game, we had the ball fourth quarter, about 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. At our 45, 43-yard line, we did not pick up a first down. I was a little skeptical about the play calling. We got to stay aggressive. James Conner is not in the ball game no more. So let's put the ball in our best runner's hands. At least give him the option to run the football in Kyler Murray. We didn't do that. So therefore, we're still having we're still having trouble on closing out football games, because that was a prime position to close out that football game and put the football game in Kyler Murray's hands to close out this ball game. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. So therefore, no, I'm not happy the way the Cardinals played. They played hard, they played tough, but it's still the same old thing that I've been talking about since the season started and since we came into the season. Can we finish out games and can we finish out the season?
Every time the Niners have started, in the 2000s, they've gone to the Super Bowl, by the way, 2012.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to knock out your Green Bay Packers.
No, that ain't going to happen, though. I actually think both teams leave this game and they're not really pleased with how things went. The Niners get a win, but Nick Bosa suffers a knee injury. And he's putting thumbs down as he walks off the field to his family like, yeah, this is serious. So we're going to wait to see what's going on there. I guess it's not an ACL. That was the initial diagnosis. But it doesn't seem like a short-term injury. And then James Conner's ankle injury.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand running back's a disposable position. You've got Benson there who's a nice second back. But, I mean, he's kind of the heart and soul of that team. And that looked like it was a season-ending injury for him. So those are two excruciating injuries for both of these teams. I pretty much echo everything you said there. I mean, Arizona, when you get the safety, the game is in your hands and you let Mac Jones connect with guys like Sky Moore on the last drive to give San Francisco a chance to win it at the very end. It was a very, very winnable game for Arizona, even though it was on the road. I mean, the game was right there for them to win it. And, you know, I would say this one more time about Kyler Murray. When he's going against a backup quarterback, you expect him to win those games. He should win those games, and he's still not.
Cardinals gave themselves a chance to win the game. They keep themselves in games. They just have to finish out. A team who did not give themselves a chance to win the game was the New Orleans Saints against the Seahawks. The Seahawks ran away with this game, and they needed that. After the previous 2 weeks were tough, they come back and get a win against the Saints. How did Seattle bounce back after two tough weeks and then finally getting a win against New Orleans?
Well, I didn't think last week was tough against the Steelers. So I would say that really it was the first game against San Francisco that they're trying to they were 3-7 at home under Mike McDonald, which makes no sense because the 12th man element in Seattle. So they needed to get a home win. And I think at one point it was 28-3 in this game and they scored 38 points in the first half, which had never happened before. Pat gave out his game ball to Isaiah Rodgers. Honestly, everybody should give a game ball to Isaiah Rodgers because he had the best defensive game maybe I've ever seen. But I'm going to give mine to Torrey Horton of the Seahawks. Rookie fifth round pick receiver, longest punt return for a touchdown in Seahawks history. And then he caught another touchdown pass in this game. They're trying to find guys to go with Jackson Smith and Jigba now that Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf are both gone. And this guy caught a touchdown pass last week where he beat Jalen Ramsey, and he scored two touchdowns in this game. 94-yard punt return. I thought you weren't supposed to field the ball and catch the ball inside your five, Pat. He's catching the ball on his own 4-yard line, and he's taking it to the house. What's going on there, man?
Hey, I don't blame him. I did it before. I went 99 on these folks before, man.
So, I mean, this is – New Orleans had been very plucky. They had been very competitive in their first two games. They reminded everybody why they're probably going to have the number one pick in the draft in this matchup, because it was over by the time people went to get their first beer in the first quarter.
Yeah, I knew this was going to be a tough game for the New Orleans Saints due to the fact that they had to travel from New Orleans all the way to Washington, Seattle, Washington. And history always shows that when teams travel from coast to coast, it's going to be a slow start for them. And the Spencer Rattler and the New Orleans Saints already is not a, you know, a high power offense. You know, he's a second year quarterback with a first year head coach. So, you know, we knew going into the game there was going to be struggles. So there was nothing much from this game. You know, the Seattle Seahawks defense was just very, very smothering. They played hard. They played fast.
Now that whole division's got a winning record, Pat. You've got
exactly.
Teams are 2-1.
Yep, the entire division has a winning record. We know that it's going to be a very competitive division, you know, granted that everyone is able to stay healthy. But just overall, just a great team win for the Seattle Seahawks. Special teams, offense, Sam Darnold didn't have to do much. Ojigba had a couple good catches in that ball game. The running game really wasn't effective. So they just did enough just to get out of that game healthy. And what a good victory to finally get back in the win column at home. Because, like you said, that's something that's very, very unusual. I remember at the time when I was playing for the Cardinals, man, the Seattle Seahawks almost had like a three-year winning streak at home. It was like something crazy. And then the first team to beat them, Bruce Arians and the Arizona Cardinals.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.